Hello and welcome back. My name is Seth Juarez. We are here in the beautiful city of Tokyo for day two of Decode Japan. It has been a fabulous event. We only have 9 minutes. So what I want to do is I want you guys to introduce yourselves and then we'll talk about a really interesting topic. Your dancing. No, I'm just kidding. Let's start with you, Sam.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sam Guckenheimer. I'm the product owner in Visual Studio Cloud Services. We do a Team Foundation server and Visual Studio Team Services, the hosted offering from Azure. And I'm here because I was talking about our DevOps journey at Microsoft at Decode Japan and visiting Japanese customers to talk about their journeys toward DevOps.
Fantastic.
With my great friend, Tsuyoshi. Yeah,
thank you very much. My name is Tsuyoshi, and I'm a DevOps evangelist in Japan. And I used to be, the Agile coach, and I help to transform the company into the DevOps and Agile world for over 15 years.
So you've been doing DevOps, trying to get Microsoft to do DevOps for 15 years, or just people in general?
General. Yeah, I joined the Microsoft last year.
Oh my
I
goodness.
Was a totally OSS guy, and I'm using a Mac.
Uh-huh. So you were DevOps before DevOps was even a term.
Yeah, actually.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I started Agile about 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know about Agile, and DevOps is some kind of the adaption for the ops side, and RAM were using lean startup techniques or something.
So it's the techniques that sort of help underpin what Agile should be.
Yes.
Yeah, you see, Agile was all about how development moves faster.
Mm-hmm.
And then development moved faster, and it created a lot of work in progress that wasn't getting deployed. Mm-hmm. And then ops guys looked at that and said, wait a minute, we need to move faster too.
Right.
And DevOps came about because it was essentially Agile moving across the barrier, the then barrier between Dev and Ops, and the realization, hey, if we collaborate and we adapt these practices across the organization, all of a sudden we'll be able to take this all the way to end users and customers, and we'll be able to get that feedback cycle going all the way and achieve continuous feedback with users.
See, I love the way you put it, because we hear DevOps, but I've never heard it positioned this way, of Agile methodologies are starting to work, we're delivering value quicker, but you're saying the operations side lagged a little bit and DevOps is now sort of pushing Agile into the operational space. Would you say that's an accurate portrayal?
Oh, totally. So the pivotal thing was not quite 10 years ago. There was a talk by John Allspaw, 10 deploys a day at Flickr.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about how he and Paul Hammond, his dev counterpart, had said, look, we've got this Agile stuff, we're developing better, but let's just do the same thing in operations. And let's figure out how to ruggedize the pipeline so instead of piling up, quote, potentially shippable work, we actually ship it. And by shipping it, we get the feedback all the time from our customers. And by getting that feedback, we know, in turn, in development, what to do next, because we can observe real data from real production of what real users are doing with our real code.
Got it.
And so instead of having, needing to have an omniscient product owner who can figure everything out, we can actually use data to inform what we ought to do next.
I see.
That was the turnkey for DevOps. That was the trigger.
And this is 10 years ago.
Yeah, this was about 10 years ago in the US, among the startups, among the web scale companies. That's when the DevOps movement really took off.
That's amazing, right? So we're talking 10 years, but even today, and let's just focus on Japan in this case, and you have a lot of experience doing this.
Yeah.
What does it mean to practice DevOps properly? Because I've heard it said, Donovan Brown said it's the union of people, process, and products, but that to me feels, as a dev, because that's what I traditionally
right.
am, that feels too squishy for me. How is Japan sort of taking this DevOps approach and making it work for them?
Making work for them? Would you want to how to install the DevOps in Japan or something?
Yeah, okay. You can't. I've heard that you can't just install DevOps,
mm-hmm.
but there's a certain set of things that you have to do. How are they doing it in Japan?
Yeah, actually, in Japan, the DevOps is just beginning. Mm-hmm. And 3 years ago, and they Japanese people is just starting the, you know, the infrastructure as code itself, but separately. But we have a very hierarchical culture, and that we have a different culture of the Western world, mm-hmm. right? That is why the Japan is the most difficult company to install the agile culture and DevOps culture.
I see.
Yeah, that is why the only 31% of the company install agile, not DevOps.
I see.
So this is a very initial phase of the DevOps installation. But some company started to the, you know, DevOps the, these days, these recently,
uh-huh.
and that is why the, now it is a very good chance to start a DevOps to the.
Absolutely, and we yeah. were. I mean, if you were watching, there was a session right before with a really big Japanese company, Rakuten,
yeah.
that is doing some tremendous work in DevOps, and we're going to have them in about an hour or so. Tell us, sort of give us a taste, because we have only about 2 minutes. Give us a taste of the kind of things that they're doing in the DevOps space.
Ah, yeah, they have a very good, and you know, the one of the biggest things of the Rakuten is that they are international company.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hiring a lot of the, you know, the international worker, that is why they successfully break the Japanese culture.
I see.
Yeah, that is why they can install the way of the thinking of the agile and the DevOps very quickly and better than the Japanese traditional company.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the secrets. And they also and try to move the microservices and try to using a service fabric and already they are very good execution of the DevOps.
I see.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you look in their space, they have information radiators, they have screens where you see monitoring in real time what's happening on their site.
Awesome.
Okay, so everyone sees in real time what's actually going on with usage and health and so forth. You have team rooms that are set up and people are on live web meetings with remote sites. People
right.
are using Kanban boards. People are doing continuous integration and continuous delivery. The teams are all coached that way. And it's totally consistent with these practices. And the teams are culturally mixed.
I love I'm starting to get a feeling that DevOps is not necessarily just a bunch of tools that you have to install. It's a culture that you have to start from the beginning with agile methodologies on the development side and agile methodologies on the ops side. So we're about out of time. What is the one tool that Microsoft has to help with this? You have about 5 seconds.
Team Services, Visual Studio Team Services, start there.